Lokhu kwethulwe namhla emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe ebulenjini be-internet oqoqwe inhlanganiso yentathelizindaba ye-Association of Foreign Press Correspondents kwele Melika ibambisana le-PepsiCo. Abethule lokhu bagoqela usicamfundo Abbey Week ose North Dakota State University, umnumzana Jim Andrew, umqondisi we-PepsiCo, lo mnumzana Adam Kiel, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Soil and Water Outcomes Fund labanye. Usicamfundo Week uthi kuqakathekile ukusekela abalimi abasebenzisa umhlabathi.
Work for those practices, I think that helps accelerate the adoption and breaks down that barrier a little bit. So I think that's one role that we can play within our organizations is helping to build those networks for those farmers who are interested in these practices, want to adopt.
Kuqakathekile ukuba kubunjwe amaqembu abalimi abalakho ukuba beqhube uhlelo lwe-regenerative agriculture. Kumele sikusekele lokhu.
For the next generation.
U-Andrew uthi abalimi baqa kathike kakhulu kuhlelo lwe regenerative agriculture.
Every farmer is different, every farmer is the same. You know, there is a common set of they are on the land.
Abalimi bonke bayafana bephinde behlukane ngabakwenzayo. Bonke bakhangelane lezomhlaba ngendlela ezijeneyo. Ukulima kulenzuzo njalo kusinye isikhathi akulanzuzo.
They need the educational piece to know what it is they're doing, but they're still concerned about how do I take care of what I have? How do I get a good crop? Take risks out of that system.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcweti kwezokulima, osebenza eNational University of Science and Technology, uyakusekela lokhu.
Nxa sikhuluma nge-regenerative agriculture, sibhekene le ndaba yokutshintsha komkhathi. Ngama programs analawa esithi thina of late climate smart agriculture. Indaba zabo gachopu, yebo sesakunika amabizo amanye amaningi ningi, intwasa, fumvudza, conservation farming, kuchiyene in terms of ukubiza ukuthi ungapi. But basically is climate smart agriculture. Kuyasiza. Nga ukangeke ugachopu for example, ukepa igodi lapha. Ikuthi liyana mhlayizulu sina liyagcina amanzi loba emalutshwane kuyagcina amanzi okuphindizela ukuthi kube kuhle ukuthi usunxa uhlangene laphana uyendlala imulch uyathatha amahlamvu amahlanga wendlale uzama ukuthi reduce i-evaporation ukuthi amanzi angabaleki ayemkhathini it's like uyavayela phansi. So what happens ukuthi even komile the little water engene phansi khonapho is retained for an elongated period, kumbe ngithi for a longer time. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi ngesikhathi amabele ekukhule laphana, amanye angala khonokho, angala mulch, athe sitsha, akhwe abe mahle. It has helped a lot, it has changed sibili impilo zabantu, ngoba ufica ukuthi in a bad year, umuntu ohambe ngalolo hlobo lukagachopu uyathola ngcono kakhulu.
UNdlovu uthi abalimi kumele benze konke okulondoloza umhlabathi.
Asikhangelanga kuphela in terms of ama crops, nxa sikhuluma nge-climate smart agriculture. Endaweni ezikomileyo njengabo case ngapha kithi ngapha, you know, imatopu, Gwanda, Bedbridge and stuff like that. Siyananzela futhi ukuthi because of climate change, la madlelo aya encipha. So we encourage ama farmers ukuthi athi go for small livestock, ombuzi lava, imvundla leyi, inkukhu zeze emakhaya leziyana. I-small livestock ayidli njengenkomo. Yebo inkomo siyayifuna nyakwazi, but you tend to benefit more if you go i-direction ye-small livestock. Kuyatshisa phela. So i-small livestock is kind of resistant to ama-droughts la. So kuyaphathisa kakhulu. So these are the ways. Nakho futhi nxa usulima laphana sithi sembukile ekulimeni futhi. Ekulimeni khonaphana abanye bakhala ngokuthi angila mahlamvu. Uyakwazi lokuhlanyela asithi usufake isivuno sakho phansi sesimile laphana. Uyahlanyela amakhabe, amajodo, anabayo. Lawo ayakhava indawo yakho. Aya acta njengani njengemulch. Kubuye futhi ngithi kanengi besikhangela ukuthi abantu bayenza ugachopu but bale lokho behlangela umumbu. Let's also go for small grain. Esithi lezo suku i-traditional grains, unyawuthi, ibele, uphoko. Let's go for small grain. Ngoba i-small grain lazo zilakho ukuthi zithi withstand ini ama-drought, ama-dry conditions. So kuyaphathisa futhi. Singagijimisa umumbu thina sematebalent ngoba wonke umuntu udla umumbu. You rather lime ibele lakho nxa ungafuna ukudla isithwa sakhona ulithengise uyethenga impuphu yani yomumbu, but you have made money then.
Unkosikazi Sikhanyiso Masina, umlimi wesigabeni seNyamandlovu, uthi bayaluthakazelela kakhulu uhlelo lolu.
Gantshompo uyanceda kakhulu, akubi lendlala nxa ungalima ngogantshompo. Wona lana amagodi asiza ukubamba amanzi, amabele abe sekhula ukuthi kuba lesivuno. Kunamsebenzi yebo ye, kodwa awulaluki ungafunanga abantwana babafi ngendlala ngenkakakajobo izifuyo nazo ziyathola ukudla sesafundiswa ukulima ukulimela izifuyo utani bentomo buyancedisa kakhulu okumangalisayo awulaluki ungatholanga amathole iinkomo zakho ziyadoxa ifeni every year ngokuzincedisa ngotshani bonobo esibulimayo lo mhlabathi ziyawuvuselela ikakhulu ingasebenzisi i-fertilizer le esikholiswa nguhulumente i-fertilizer esiholayo siyifaka emhlabathini ibe kathi sayifake emhlabathini sayiselani lo mhlabathi kube sekusenza umhlabathi uhlale ulokhu uvedini unjalo loba uthilima usintshanisa kakuwugugudi umhlabathi kuyawuvuselela kakhulu kube sekusenza lesivino sephezulu
umhlangano lo oqhutshwe ebulenjini be-intanethi kwele melika ugqitshwa namuhla ngimele isitulo 7 ngise Washington DC ngingokhiphi stube.